Welcome to the Behind Big Brother podcast. It's day 41 in the Big Brother house, and we're back to...
David.
Yeah.
What is that on your neck?
Oh, it's nothing. I burnt myself.
That's the biggest hickey I've ever seen.
What are you talking? I burnt myself.
David, it's a ridiculous question, and this is the Big Brother house.
Do you want to come at me? Do you want to come at me? Come at me. So this Sam introduction, which has happened, it is the nail in the date coffin, I hope, for Big Brother. It's gone too far. There's too much footage around who's going to be sleeping with who and what bed should they go in, and let's introduce them all with dates. And the speed dating thing in the beginning, what is this male-female thing? When Ava went in, she didn't get shown photos of the men. She just had a date with Josh. Like, it's too far. It's too much.
Yeah, that whole hookup dating thing has gone to ridiculous levels. I kind of get the feeling that the people who are making this show are trying to live vicariously through the housemates. Like, please just hook up. Hook up.
We've been in the control room for 40-something days now, and we are starved. We haven't seen daylight. I don't know what... Is it increasing viewers? Or... Yes, the fight that has happened between Angie and Layla has made for some good viewing, and okay, so yeah, it's filled the brief of the intruders coming in and stirring the pot. But the other bits, the other four episodes this week, have pretty much just circulated around the dates. We haven't seen much footage about any of the other men, really, because they don't seem to be reacting to the new Sam housemate. And even last week, there wasn't really much about that. I don't know what it's adding to the show.
Yeah, I do have in my notes here that it's been very hard to get what everyone in the house is doing this week, because the housemate numbers just seem to be topped up whenever. And there's, with all these extended shows, there's still not enough time to show what everyone else is doing. Let's get rid of some people and get to know the remaining ones a bit better. The whole Sam introduction was just creepy. I found it really gross and sexist, and as people have said on our website, a bit like a brothel.
Well, you did have a theory about the captain's quarters turning into a sex party, a sex club. So maybe that's it. But I did find it creepy. And each of the female housemates coming back and like feathers ruffled and quickly having a debrief and then scurrying off for the next one. And if you noticed, I think the last three or maybe it was the last three girls going in, the male housemates had completely left the lounge room. They weren't even there anymore. It was just the girls peeking up at the screen. It just sexist.
Well, even at the beginning, when Bradley was getting the briefcase with the photos in it, Big Brother's like, go talk to the new housemate. Tell him about the girls. And I was just weirded out. And then Bradley walks in, and again, not my word, someone else has said this on the side, walks in with a briefcase like a salesman. Well, I've got some lovely ladies here for you. This is Estelle. She's only $600.
Bye.
Angie, she's premium. She's $800. What part of her do you like? Tell me. I'll tell you the features of these girls. It was just, yeah.
It was super creepy. And I think the Bradley thing kind of backfired. After giving him this task, which as far as we know is his first secret task from Big Brother, then he went in and there was never any footage about him being questioned. Like, where were you, Bradley? There's nothing. Just, oh, okay, we use this housemate as a pawn in our game. Actually, this might be a good segue into an article that was in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, by Christine Sims, titled Plenty to Beef About on Big Brother. And the thing that particularly got me was this quote. Yes, viewers, we've had 6 weeks of Big Brother, and it feels like 6 years. I would have to agree with that.
And there's nothing really been staying fresh. It's very formulaic this season.
What are you talking about? We've had two fresh new housemates.
Mm, yeah, and weren't they just completely original casting? But, I mean, even when Sam was being introduced, one of the daily shows opened with Sonia in the camera runs, and I was like, oh, Gretel's back. Oh, no, it's Sonia. It was very Gretel-esque, because whenever there was an intruder special in previous season, it always started with Gretel in the camera runs going, it will be the biggest night ever. It's time to rewrite the textbook on Big Brother, because we're all getting a little bored, and... Chapter one of the textbook is no more couples. Yeah. No more couples.
No more couples. Boring. Or just trying to fit housemates in together. Like, let's put in the beefy jock housemate because the younger girls will be interested in him. And that's exactly how it's worked. And maybe that's sexist of me to say, but look how Angie, Estelle and Layla have reacted to this. They're all keen in some way or another. It's ruffled their feathers and they want a piece of him. It's just regular casting. And
that's what happens in everyday life. You don't have to turn on a television to see that happen.
Yeah. What interesting thing are we getting out of this? That's how girls would react if they were battling over a guy.
Oh, one thing I forgot to mention was the promos on Channel 9 for the Intruder special were actually the most sexist part. They were introducing the speed dating, and it had a clock, and in the middle of the clock was Sam, and on the outside of the clock was all the girls, and an arrow spinning around like, which one will he pick? And I was like, is this Pride and Prejudice 2012? They're just parading all the girls through the captain's quarters one by one, and then at the end Big Brother's just like, so Sam, which one do you pick? Which one are you going to hook up with in the house?
Yeah, and Big Brother did prompt those questions in the diary room as well. Like, who have you got along with? Whose feathers have you ruffled? What? Huh? I know that you're not his hugest fan, but he does seem to be relatively interesting, except aside from the packages we've seen of him either working out with someone on his back or kissing the girls and then causing distress. There's been a few elements where he has seemed to have regular conversations with the others.
I'm really worried about Sam's inability to wear clothes. He seems to have a real problem with that. Like, he'll wear the odd item of clothing, but I don't think I've seen him fully clothed in the whole time he's been in the house.
No.
Even in the radio task, which we'll get to in a sec, they had the men's issues show, and he was wearing a jacket, but no shirt.
Yeah. I'm like, what? But Big Brother had provided
that. And it wasn't even outside. Like, you're going to work on your tan with those fluorescent lights? What?
But Big Brother had given Michael and Josh turtlenecks, but had just provided Sam with this old man jacket and no other shirt. I didn't get it.
So as you mentioned just before, I'm not Sam's biggest fan. I don't know. He seems quite articulate, more articulate than anyone was expecting because he's a muscle meathead guy. But I don't find him particularly interesting. It's all about the looks, pretty much. That's the reason he's there. And I understand that they need to have aesthetically pleasing people on television. Not all the housemates, but there needs to be a few key hotties. That's the brief. But a good example was the Twitter posts being shown on screen. It's always really riled up girls wanting a piece of that meat, going, oh, Sam is the cutest. And then there's the occasional gay guy saying, oh, what a hunk. But there's no tweets like, Sam has some really poignant observations on society. Like,
what a great conversation he just had. I think that these two intruders are going to be nominated, fall away into the shadows and evicted pretty soon. They're not going to stay. Even if there's a couple, I don't think they're going to hang around for long. I want to talk a little bit about Michael and his reaction to these two intruders, which has been less than positive, let's say. We saw it a little bit during the House 2 challenge where there was this sense of entitlement that came out in a few of the housemates, and we made the gag about Zoe coming riding in with her pitchfork trying to burn them at the stake. I really feel like it's affected Michael the most. This really grouchy side has come out of Michael, and he said in one of the daily shows, actually maybe even two of them, that I'm just not comfortable with there now being 12 housemates again. Like, everyone was being normal before and now they're not being normal, and I don't want to wait another 2 weeks for it to get back to 10 and then be normal. And I think we've talked about it before that he's playing the game, and you can use those sayings if all you like, but I think he really does want to win it, and he hasn't been up for eviction. From all he can tell, every time he speaks during the live shows, there's always clapping and applause for him. He's probably thinks he's well-liked. He's an intelligent guy, and I think he could see the end in sight with only 10 housemates, and now it's bumped straight up to 12, and he is missing out on that again, or he's gotten a little bit iffed, and it's not a personality trait that I think is particularly attractive, and it's not doing him any favours either.
I think he's a bit bored. The last few weeks have been somewhat predictable. Even the housemates themselves were thinking, oh, we're going to get an intruder soon. And I think Michael... Yeah, that's right. Michael came to the diary room and he said a comment about, I think it was about Ava and Josh. And he was going, oh, it's so weird that they've just started a relationship only after a couple of days. I mean, what is that? And it made me think, yes, it's a completely fake scenario. And have the intruders been briefed to do this?
Someone mentioned that on the forum as well. And I would like to think, no, they haven't been briefed. I just think that if you apply for Big Brother and you get quite far into the audition process, which these intruders obviously have, aside from Sam, who was picked up at the local restaurant, you, I don't know, to me, you couldn't not then watch the show.
Sam made a really strong point, and they gave it a fair snippet of airtime. Oh, I don't watch the show. I don't know any of the housemates.
I don't believe it.
Nah. I work in hospitality, and I work at night, so how could I watch it? No.
I don't believe it for a second. And so I think both of them separately have realized the whole theme of this year is couples, like masked with this veil of family friendly and people hooking up in the last few weeks, definitely. Let's go in there and let's find someone to hook up with. And that's happened within 4 days with Ava and practically within 24 hours with Sam. I think they just figured it out. They're getting airtime from it, so it's working successfully. They're doing what an intruder would do. They've got to stay in there. And they would have known. They wouldn't have found out the day before, okay, you're going into lockdown tomorrow. I think they would have known for at least a couple of days that they were before they went into lockdown that it was going to happen. So that is enough time to catch up on Big Brother.
You can't just pluck someone out of their life. It doesn't work like that. No matter how badly they want to be on the show.
Yeah. And just load the homepage of bigbrother.com.au and every single main featured article is about a housemate spooning or cuddling or kissing. Put two and two together. I don't think these people are idiots for the most part.
All right, let's wrap up the intruder talk with very brief conclusions. Intruders, I think that Ava is nice but pretty bland and Sam is just a waste of time.
I think Ava is super bland. Get rid of her. And I think that Sam is relatively interesting. I think he'll be around longer than Ava, but he's not going to win.
Let's talk about the task this week, the radio task, which a lot of people have been saying was quite boring, but I found it quite fun.
I think the only bit that was boring was when they put Ben in the other room, again, playing to this card of Ben being a gossip, and he had to commentate the whole introduction of Sam. That was a bit boring.
Yeah, that's the thing. Whenever they try and construct these scenarios, they always fall pretty flat. And the most interesting parts of the show are the ones that have happened organically. Just like the chat room and trying to get them to bitch in the chat room. It wasn't great. All the good bitching just happens naturally anywhere else in the house.
Actually, what happened to that chat room? It seems to have completely disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone.
Well, where's the radio then?
Oh, yeah, the radio is the chat room.
Oh, God.
One thing I got a bit irritated about with the radio task was someone, it was either Alex on the on Twitter or on the official website or somewhere, said that the episodes would be released as podcasts. It hasn't happened. At least I've tried to search the official website, but there's no search box, so it's practically impossible to find anything. That doesn't seem to have happened. All these shows that they were doing were about things happening in the house that day, so they've now lost their interest. There was the ability there to really engage with the audience further, give them some extra content, wink, wink, and it didn't happen again. What?
Oh, frankly, I'm not surprised. But luckily, you have our podcast.
Absolutely.
Our sporadically released podcast.
Hey, we're doing two this week. That is a new record.
Well, I thought that the main reason I found the radio task really interesting, it gave a break from this couples. And despite it being semi-scripted, the housemates being told what to say, I think it was quite revealing about their characters, and especially when they were trying to deal with callers, like Ava trying to deal with that guy who put his cat in the washing machine. snap situations where they have to think on their feet and they come up with some really hilarious responses.
And also the one where Bob Catter called in, and I don't think any of the housemates realized who Bob Catter was or that it was actually him. It kind of fell flat. Maybe Zoe knew. She seemed quite enthralled, but other than that, it's just that kind of reacting like, who is this person on this old codger on the phone calling in?
Who is he?
Bob Catter, that wretched politician that says that he hates gays.
Oh.
Yeah.
He sounds like a terrible person. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
I did like how they got Ray to call in. That was pretty cool.
That was good. Oh, speaking of tasks, actually, I think that someone in the task department must have been along to the Nickelodeon Slime Fest during the week. I think it was last weekend, and just clearly recycled that, used that for the captain's quarter task. And one thing of slime was completely green as well. That what?
They probably just spoke to Nickelodeon after the show and they're like, can we have your leftover slime?
Just scoop some off the ground and ship it up to Queensland.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
We have no money after the second house task. We just have to recycle things.
The radio task, despite being introduced by my most loathed ex-housemate of all time, Ryan Fitzgerald, the guy who gets paid a lot of money to act like a complete moron, and it being a really blatant plug for a radio network, they really could have done without that plug, but I'm sure that's the reason the whole task exists. It got me thinking, who will develop careers out of their Big Brother experience?
Ooh, good one.
Because I felt like the radio task, despite being quite interesting, it was kind of like an audition stage. Who could be picked up as an Nova presenter after the house? Like, who has radio skills?
Let's get their contracts prepared for the moment that they are evicted.
Present it to her on stage. You are the newest presenter with Fitzy and Whipper and Moron.
I think Ben and Stacey had quite good chemistry on radio, but I don't think she or him would ever get picked up to do something like that.
No, Ben would never get picked up. And I thought he was a bit flat on radio. They did that cool like little dance when their intro music came on, which was really funny. And Stacey had a lot of charisma with the mic. But Ben was just a bit like, oh, I have a face for radio. Ha, 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 funny.
I guess you can only use that gag a couple of times. Josh, no good. I think Michael potentially could. He seemed to manage the blank air quite well, but what does he do in real life even? Is he in a band?
He's a professional hipster.
Oh no, he's a junior copywriter. That's
oh,
right.
That's right. So that's not a job.
Yeah, no. And Josh already works on radio, as in he works for a radio station.
Oh, I think it's Nova as well. Wasn't he one of their guys that just drive around?
Oh, yeah.
And then every now and then they call in and go, yo, we're at the corner of Nicholson and Highway and we're giving away free shit. And
yeah, pretty sure that's him. So they're tick, he'll probably get promoted. Ava, definitely not. She was boring as she was the pot plant. Actually, speaking of pot plant, we're getting a feed in from the Big Brother plant, the Behind Big Brother plant. And it seems as though George has just done a wee in the backyard toilet. And yes, he has flushed. Riveting.
Oh, and we should update listeners as well. After our pot plant thing in the last episode, the producers found the plant and binned it. But we were expecting that to happen. But luckily, we were prepared. We also hid a microphone in one of the pillows.
It's going to get some real saucy action.
We'll have some more snooze updates later on. Oh, wait. I think we've got some live audio of George in the bedroom.
Okay, we're getting the footage in, and it seems like George is talking to Josh. Oh, yeah, Layla and I broke up. Yeah, I'm going to get a girl a ring, put a ring on it. What? Uh-huh. Shit, I'm enthralled. The snooze plant is doing wonders. We're moving right along. What else have I got on here? I'd like to just point out some editorial on the Big Brother website, and let me just read some of it out. So this is when the Layla and Angie fight happened, and they posted an article which went for quite some time. And then here we go. Where is it? I'm not kissing George, Angie insisted. I'm sorry, if it was me, I was hooking up with someone in the house. She went on, hoisting herself up rather high on the old horse. What kind of editorial comment is that? And then later on, when they talk about the kiss in the kitchen. But the hunk and the horsewoman were to prove themselves way wrong pretty soon. Sam and Angie found themselves alone in the kitchen for only a moment, but a moment was enough. With no preamble, Sam moved in close and initiated a snog that Angie was only too eager to reciprocate, allowing him to work his way down her throat and plant a spectacular love stamp there. It sounds like something from 50 Shades of Grey. And this kissing one is got particular elements of erotica in it. But a lot of the editorial on the Big Brother website is filled with adjectives and really kind of juicy commentary. Like, that's how about just providing the descriptions of what they're saying? That's what you have. There's no need for this. It's almost like it was written by Little Sis, but it's tagged as news. Yes, what happened to little sis, that slurry?
Oh, no, she's providing updates. She hinted that the dog is going to enter the house next week, which it will. Yeah. And she used the very cryptic sentence, woof, woof. We had to process that with multiple supercomputers hired from our MIT to process what that could mean.
Oh, no, hold on. Oh, I just heard barking. Wonder what that's all about.
I wonder what she means. She's so cryptic and mysterious.
I can't see through that at all. The pink cue really hurts my eyes on the website. Anyway, we've bagged out the website enough. Back to regular programming.
So let's get back to that hickey on your neck, David. What was that all about?
Well, I just didn't want to play any game of truth or dare. And then I was in the kitchen and Sam made out with me. And I mean, it only looked like we had a pash because of this family friendly thing. But really, he'd sucked on my throat like a vampire and given me a hickey.
Yeah, that he must have been sucking on that neck for a good 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And if you watch the video on the website, the kiss on the neck is basically just a peck. It's like, and then there's a hickey.
Yeah. That is not how hickeys form. In fact, they're quite painful experiences. I'm not a fan a lot of the time. But yeah, the way that that was cut together just did not work. The kiss must have gone for quite some time. And then even on The Daily Show, they cut out cleverly the bit that said, I hope no one sees this hickey, or you better not have given me a hickey, which then caused the huge flare-up later on. I think in summary, I wouldn't mind if Angie was to leave the house.
Well, if she walked, then it would provide some good viewing, but then they just throw another housemate back in there. I think there's a new policy of the number of housemates is not allowed to drop any further. So for every eviction, there'll be a new intruder every week, and then at the end of the season, you'll just have all the housemates left and you'll find out the winner, and they all just march out one by one.
But this is going to be
like they've been released from prison.
This is going to be the eternal series of Big Brother. It's just going to keep going on and on and on.
Oh, well, you know, one of the Big Brother Germany seasons went for a whole year.
Right.
Oh, it went for over a year, I'm pretty sure. I think it was billed as never having an ending. And then finally, they were like, okay, we've really had enough.
We've got two viewers a night. We really need to finish this up. Someone started a thread on the forums today. Yeah, it was this morning. Titled, Bullying by Angie reported by housemates to Big Brother before. And it's quite an interesting discussion. Someone brought up the fact that Ben and Zoe have both said to Big Brother prior in nominations that Angie has been a bit of a bully. And when Ben said it, Big Brother said to him, that's a pretty strong accusation. And then Ben backtracked on what he was saying. Zoe has said repeatedly that she feels uncomfortable around Angie because she's negative and bitching and rah, rah, rah. And Stacey also has nominated her for being negative and bitching. And Estelle, there's that whole palaver with her and Angie. I think that just by way of there being heaps of footage to churn through, we're not seeing every side of Angie, and there's little things and that they maybe you can't quite package into a 30-second clip or whatnot. But she seems to be really, really pissing off the housemates, but they're not reacting well when a little bit of it is turned back around on her. Like this whole Layla thing. Layla basically told her to don't tell me I'm being defensive. Which, I mean, some can argue is a defensive thing to say. And then Angie completely flipped out. Like Layla had already been really upset this week and on edge and, I don't know, just a bit confused. And the whole George thing kind of been easy for her. So she was quite emotional. And then Angie flips out in the pool and storms into the diary room and tells Big Brother that she wants to leave. I think that she's getting a bit of a taste of her own medicine and it's not working out so well for her.
There was also clearly alcohol involved, and they're not showing when housemates are given alcohol. That is way off the cards. They cannot show that at all. Family friendly, I guess. But every now and then you'll see there's a champagne glass on the table or something.
Yeah, and they never drink from beer bottles either. It's always poured into a milkshake cup as well.
Yeah, yeah. I remember in previous seasons, there was always some footage about how much alcohol the housemates were given. And usually it was Big Brother saying, oh, we're going to cut your alcohol supply this week because you haven't been behaving very well. But this year, like, alcohol is just completely off the cards. Meanwhile, 25-minute hickeys are on the cards.
Yeah. And games of truth or dare.
Are we in high school, please?
And just so much at the end, wrapping up the episodes, is always some nighttime footage of either Josh and Angie or Josh and Ava or George and Layla having a cuddle. No audio, nothing, just the closing credits scrolling at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, normally it's like... I don't know if that recorded very well, but the in previous seasons, there's always been the rustling and the heavy breathing sort of thing. But no, they just have a very, very, they have a very, very premarital hug. And the footage at the end is just like, just in case you forgot, there's couples in the house.
Yeah. Maybe they should just couple every, or this next week's task should be, you have to couple with another housemate and you have to snuggle because we need some more snuggle footage. And if you don't, you'll be immediately evicted. So the producer tweeted the current nominee of the percentages for eviction, and they're currently 37%, 35% and 28%. So 28% saved, not going to turn around. Clearly with 37% and 35%, there's probably about, I don't know, 2.5 votes in it, maybe 5 votes potentially. Who do you think is going to be gone tomorrow night?
I'm just looking at the tweet and I'm really perplexed as to the writing. Squeaky bum time for nominees.
I don't get
it. Is he talking about a fart?
I don't know.
The tweet is, from Alex M, the executive producer of the show. Squeaky bum time for nominees. Latest 37, 35, 28%. If you want to save your fav, they need more votes, a la Layla. What's squeaky bum time for nominees?
I don't know. I'm going to Google it. Maybe squeaky bum time is some English saying. Squeaky bum time. Oh, hold on. It's getting tickly now is what squeaky bum time means. Oh, God, that one is really lost in translation.
Mm.
From the sound made from squirming or moving forward and back in one seat while watching an exciting sporting event.
Oh, right. Okay. It's squeaky bum time in the Big Brother house.
Can we call this episode the squeaky bum time episode?
That could be construed so sexually as well, considering what's been happening. Sam and Angie, squeaky bum time. Anyway, what were we talking about? Who's going to go?
I don't know. Who's going to go?
All right. Who's evicted? Who's nominated again?
Estelle, again, for the 600th time. Bradley, again, and George.
Oh, this one's actually a difficult one. Normally, I would have said Estelle, but last week, we saw that surprise eviction, and people have been putting it down to the save votes. I don't know. George's betting odds have been getting worse and worse over the week.
I think George is going to go. Actually, no, I don't think he's going to go. I would like him to go. I think...
Yeah, I'd like him to go as well.
I don't know who would be voting to save him unless his mum has a phone connected to his
bank account
and he's just voting to save nonstop. But I don't particularly think he's going to go because he hasn't really offended anyone. And even the aftermath of the George and Layla thing, Layla's really well liked on the outside world. And I think if the George and her thing had gone bad, he would have been evicted quite promptly or would not receive many votes to say people want to get rid of him for hurting her feelings. I also really want to see Bradley go. I think it's between Bradley and Estelle.
Mm-hmm. I really don't know. After the last eviction, it's less predictable than I thought it would be.
Hold on, we're getting something in from the snooze mic. I can't quite hear it over the rustling. It's in between some housemates. Oh, it looks like Bradley is quoting Batman.
What a great snooze news alert that was. Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it right up. We'll be back sometime next week. Hopefully one of the pot plants will have been evicted. And Big Brother might have dropped this whole couples thing. Wishful thinking, I guess. Actually, one other interesting thing is, I can't remember who it was, maybe David Knox at TV Tonight. Big Brother, The Daily Show dropped below 800,000 viewers, I think, for the first time, which I thought was going to happen sooner. It's, I guess, great that it hasn't happened until day 41. But we are getting to that pokey middle bit of the series. And
well, I'm wondering what else they've got up their sleeve to combat this. Because normally...
Everything's been done.
Intruder House 2 was supposed to be the best week ever. Done. That's been done. Normally, when the ratings do dip after a month, and that's why Intruders are introduced. They did Intruder 1 and then they just did Intruder 2 again straight after. So that kept it propped up a little bit. And next week we'll have the dog going into the house. That'll prop it up just a little bit more. What else is there?
Well, the only other thing is a double eviction, potentially a triple eviction.
Oh, I'm a bit worried they're just going to throw more intruders in there. What year was it where it was basically a revolving door of housemates?
I think it's 2000 and- six or maybe seven. Yeah, throw one out, put two in, throw two out, put another one in. I think Double Eviction is going to happen. Everyone Nominated hasn't happened yet, so that one's definitely up their sleeve, potentially to tie in with the Intruders being there as well. Yeah, in the Big Brother textbook, I mean, they've pretty much done everything already. So, I don't know.
Let's see.
I'd like to talk about Michael and his reaction to these intruders coming in. We saw it a little bit during the House 2 challenge where he had this... What even is that?
I think someone's rustling around a bucket.
Maybe if I just...
Tell your neighbors to shut up. Yeah.